Have you ever applied a skincare product to your body and wondered what kind of crazy chemicals are in it, and then read the ingredient list and realized you can't even pronounce half the ingredients? Your skin is the largest organ of your body, and what you put on it becomes part of you. In fact, if your skincare has chemicals you wouldn't eat, you probably ought not rub it all over your body. This is why in our house we use Tallow Skin Solutions Body Butter. It is made with all natural ingredients that are safe enough to eat and offer your skin the nutrients it can thrive on. The tallow is sourced from a family farm in Georgia, which practices sustainable regenerative agriculture. The body butter also has organic coconut oil, organic cocoa butter, and organic essential oils. The texture is silky and luxurious as it is whipped to the perfect consistency. Enjoy one of the five different scents. My personal favorite is creamsicle, which blends vanilla and orange and smells delicious. If you've never used a natural product like this, you are in for a treat. Go to tallowskinsolutions.com and enter code MINDFUL for 20% off. That's tallowskinsolutions.com and use code MINDFUL for 20% off your next order.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Mindful Movement Podcast. It's Les Raymond here. It's just me today. This will be brief. There might be some noise in the background. It's raining pretty hard outside the window. And I don't think I can edit that out, so bear with me. Something's been on my mind recently, and I thought I would just share it. I think it might be helpful. I know in the past I've talked about challenging family relationships. One in particular that has had a big impact on me and a large part of my, I guess, personal growth or self-development has been born out of shining a light on how that relationship has affected me. This would be the relationship with my father. And it got me thinking about some recent events, juxtaposing a recent deep dive in learning about the cumulative effect of stress responses and the adaptive responses that occur physically from a short bout of stress, and how over time, even though a positive response might come, but over time, those so-called positive stress responses are ultimately negative. And I know that I've found that with the stress around relationship, where a cloudy past with lots of stressful moments have accumulated, where they manifest as an inappropriate or uncontrolled stress response from every little thing, like every interaction with my father has resulted with a stress response due to the cumulative momentum of all the previous ones. For instance, it wasn't long ago where even just seeing a text pop up on my phone with his name, I would uncontrollably get like an adrenaline dump that I would feel in my gut. Like there would be a stress response from seeing his name appear. And I'm happy to report that it goes both ways. I've really been working on my stress. I've really been working on the way I think and feel about relationships. My dad and I have personally worked on improving our relationship after a year and a half of him not speaking to me. I've mentioned this before. We did a little bit of therapy, and there was definitely, in the beginning, more downs than ups to that. And things have smoothed out a little bit where we are talking every couple weeks or so. But recently, on Father's Day, he came over and he joined us for, you know, Father's Day feast and activities. Now, even though he lives close, very close to me, he hasn't stepped foot in my house since early COVID. So we're talking over 3 years since he's been here, even though he lives 10 minutes away. He literally did not recognize my son, his grandson, and said that if he walked by him on a street, he wouldn't have known it was him, which as for me is heartbreaking. But the interesting thing I wanted to report about is that working on my, I guess, stress resiliency, I didn't have any stress response from him being there. Now, it wasn't long ago where I thought or I wondered if we would never really be in the same room again. There wasn't that long ago where I wasn't sure if we were going to speak again. But just over the period of several months, not only have I got to a point where I'm not stressed at seeing a text pop up without even reading the text yet, but he was in my house and I was serving him food and there was no stress response. And that gives me hope. I find it empowering. It's like another data point. It's another example of how adaptive we are, how much we can change and create change from different habits or just from within, from thinking about the way we think about things. Of course, from the lifestyle practices that we integrate. I'm guessing there's a lot of people out there that have people in their life that have a very peppered past, and it's hard to imagine not just seeing the relationship through a different lens one day, but it might be hard to imagine that the physical response that will manifest in an acute encounter with that person could change, or could change so dramatically. And I've recently, I guess, proven to myself that that's possible. And I guess that's exciting. I don't guess. It is exciting. I'm sure that that is exciting to me. We have a lot of say of how this life unfolds. We can always play a bigger role than what we probably think. It's a very dynamic place, this place between our left ear and our right ear. And all the cells in our body are listening to that conversation. And they will instinctively respond appropriately, good or bad, to that conversation. It's worth paying attention to the conversation between our left ear and our right ear because we are listening. I hope you find this helpful. Enjoy your weekend, everybody.